guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday. It's just me, guys. My name is Zozo, and I'm one of your hostess with the most with no toasters.
And I'm Amina, back at it again. I am so excited for this week's episode. Woo-hoo, it's going to be lit. So, this week we have a surprise for you guys. We're going to have a guest. His name is Joey. He is one of our girl Zozo's besties. And I think it's going to be awesome to have like a male perspective on the show.
Look at me already creating and causing a commotion in a scene. I'm sorry for the interruption. But hey guys, what's up? I'm Joe Jabala, the creator of QueerShuffle.com and coming soon, the Queer Shuffle podcast.
Mention that you're like going through it. Like, what are you going through exactly? Oh, because God. Here right now, you have two doctors without degrees. Don't need them. Like, we know how to prescribe, identify, and like fix situations in some scenarios. Damn. I guess like tragic. It's tragic. But like, catch Amina up. What are you going through? Catch me up.
Okay.
Like, what is going on?
Quick question / disclaimer. Can I cuss? Yeah. If it actually slips out, it happens. Is that cool? It's just like, we're what? Month 5, 6, 25 in quarantine, right? Something like that. So it's just like, you know, it's the normal, you know, highs and lows of quarantine. I feel like there'll be weeks where you're just like, yes, I'm getting my life together. I'm going to come out of this a better, stronger person. And then there'll be those weeks where you're just like, I am a failure. Like, my website is a flop. I just lost my job 4 months ago, 5 months ago, whatever. I have a non-existing love life, attempting to. That's always a mess. So that's just making things a little bit worse. But yeah, so that's pretty much just been it, just like normal things. I guess everyone's going through in quarantine, and I've been like interested in such person.
Oh my gosh.
And things are looking good so far, but also like due to my like non-existing dating life, I have this like evil saboteur in the back of my head just being like, oh, he doesn't like you. Or like saying all the negative things I do not need to hear when trying to like find a husband or a man.
Oh my gosh, I don't know why I'm laughing at this. This is not funny, but let me just say.
Oh no, it's so funny. You, the best things come from
and
trauma.
It really is. It's one, the fact that you're going through the ups and downs through like weeks and a range of weeks is one thing. I'm going through it like per day. I go through highs and lows in a day. Mm-hmm. So I 100% come. I 100% feel where you're coming from. It's like one day I'm on top of the world, and the next I'm just like, what the hell's happening here? Where's
no? That's it exactly. I feel like I have like clarity, not until like I take a shower, if that makes sense. Like I'll wake up, like do my shit or whatever, yeah, like during the day, and then like when I'm taking my like shower or bath at the end of the day, that's where I have like my epiphanies, and I'm like, you know what, this isn't too bad. I'm
da 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 da, and then I wake up the same.
You know. Like, I'll sit and I'll literally, like, pray in the shower and just sit there for hours, like, standing still and, like, praying to whoever's up there. And I'm like, girl, fix this. Everything. Like, fix it. And then I'll wake up the next day just as depressed again. So it's a really fun cycle. Keeps me on my toes.
It really does keep me on my toes. Let me just say, yesterday, I think the whole day I was, like, completely checked out. Like, checked out meaning I was in, like, the mini depression. That I call it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I need a therapist at some point, like on the real.
No, same.
Literally, it'll be like, oh man, like we are low AF today. Like, what the hell? What is going on? And I'm like, it's okay, it'll pass. Mm-hmm. But like at some point, you gotta be like, girl, it will pass for 3 consecutive days. Day 4 will be popping, and then the next day will be like, it's the ghetto. Like, what does this mean?
Get me out of this ghetto.
Exactly. It really is some shit. Like, I don't know what, like, I need to find, like, the barcode at the bottom of this year's receipt and, like, return it and bring it back to the store as soon as possible and be like, listen, like, here's my account. Here's my, you know, whatever with you guys, God, whoever. Here, I need an exchange or a return because this year is not
it. It's disrespectful. Like, I've really been used and abused by this year, especially the months between, like, May. Is it May? What month are we in? August, Jesus Christ. From, like, June, July, August, I think has been, like, my – it's just, like, crazy crazy stuff that's been going on. But I will say, like, I got on TikTok, right? Like, I hate...
Joseph, I believe that you are not necessarily dating
you
someone,
really jump like, from that.
From what I understand...
What a transition this is from losing jobs to what? Losing a potential man?
Y'all, that's my superpower. Do you know the queen of transitions is me? Like, I can really change the course of a conversation in about a millisecond.
Work.
But you were talking about this guy that we kind of both knew from, like, the past, whatever, that you went on a little quarantine
How
date
was
with.
It?
And it was so cute. It was West it Village. Was, it was drinks. Tell us about the
date. It was, like, no cap. Like, it was the most fun I've ever had with a guy, period. Like, and, like, and no straight.
Why are you guys dying?
I don't know why I'm reading a whole tweet. I love it. I just love it so much. Continue on. I need descriptions of what you did, though.
I do, too. I love it, too. And I hope it carries on and blossoms into something more. If not, you know, I'll Gmail you guys what I want on my tombstone. But anyway, so, yeah, Zozo and I knew this person from a while back, like, in high school, I would say. Zozo definitely knew him, like, a little bit better. I really wasn't associated with the person at all. Like, we didn't have much classes together. Zozo was much smarter than me book-wise. So, like, Zozo's in, like, all the honors and standards and AP, or in all the honors and AP classes, whereas, like, it took me, like, till senior year to be in my first, like, honors and, like, AP class. So, like, you know, in high school, like, you're in a whole different crowd of people if you're with the standard kids versus, like, so 100%. I was not in that crowd. So mind you, this person that we're referring to, the guy is very intelligent, very smart, very involved and stuff like that.
That guy was smart.
Very smart.
Like, I was, like, average smart. He was, like,
no,
smart.
No, so smart. Smart. Like, has the right balance of, like, mental, intellectual, like, smart, but also, like, book smart as well. You know what I mean? Because, like, I hate when just somebody, like, only mm-hmm. knows things by the book. And it's like, oh, that's so boring. Like, your mind doesn't open. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't need to date Webster here. You know what I mean? Okay, work. So we met at, like, the Piers in New York City, which is, like, my favorite spot to hang out. One, because, like, it's gorgeous, it's fun, it's free. Two, this is a good tip from me and my non-existing dating life. Go to a pier or anything with wind, because why? You won't sweat on your date. So I'm a very sweaty person, so I sat there matte and oil-free the whole time. It was fabulous. But anyways, so yeah, we met. We sat there for, like, a few hours, had a really good conversation, like, hit it off immediately. And I'm the type of person where it's like, if I'm not feeling it, you will see it. And I just, like, I want to leave.
You were at the Piers. Conversation is
yes, conversation is flowing. Okay,
but y'all were talking, like, before this. Like, you guys were, like, going
back
and forth.
Yeah, we were going back and forth on, like,
big question here is, yeah, how did he ask you out? Like, who asked who out? How did this actually get set up?
You see, the funny thing is that I had to do it. So it's,
to give me some context.
Why are you that?
Yeah, just to give you some context. As always, I had to be the one that had to reach out for what I want. It's never somebody that I want reaches out and claims me. But anyways, I guess it's God telling me I have to do the work myself, or it's just the wrong person and I'm not seeing it yet. But anyways, I digress. Keyword emphasis on die. But what was I saying? Yeah, so as I said, like, we were, like, DMing here and there, stuff like that. We would reply to each other's stories, and we have, like, a show that's on Hulu, like, in common that we both like. And so, like, we'd always DM about that and then, you know, reply to each other's stories here and there until I was like, hey, like, we should hang out, da-da-da-da-da. Here's my number, all that. And then we start texting and making plans from there, and we hung out, I don't know what, like, maybe, like, a week after, something like that. But yeah, so... from the piers, we just, like, walked around the area close by to the piers. And then we just went and, like, got drinks.
Did you get food?
Yeah. So we got drinks and, like, the law in, like, New York City now is, like, in order to get drinks, like, you have to get, like, an appetizer or something. So, like, mm-hmm. technically, yes, we got food. We got a little appetizer and we got drinks. And I, and even Zozo knows this, like, I don't usually drink. I had my moment, but I'm very over drinking. If anything, like, I smoke more, but, like, I'm not a drinker. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I had, like, two full sangrias, like, says a lot. Like, I'm willing to, like, drink if it's with the right person.
Okay.
So yeah, so the conversation from the piers to drinks or dinner, if you want to call it, like was, like, immaculate, like, not even, like, to sound, like, crazy or whatever, but, like, the conversation was so perfect. Like I said, never had that much fun. It's like, we have a lot of stuff in common. Like, what Zozo and I disclosed before, it's like, we both went to the same high school. I just found out that we lived in the same area too. So like we have a lot of like things in common based on like our growing up experiences. And then like the music taste was like on, it matched perfectly. So it was just like, I didn't only have fun, but like I finally felt like I could talk to somebody that relates to me in a way and was like, oh yeah, like that knows how to bounce off of a conversation because they know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You could see how much I'm talking. You could tell I had so much fun and I like replay this in my head all the time. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. But like also I feel like whenever you kind of, maybe it's like magnified by one, quarantine, no one's been really out and about doing mm-hmm. anything. And then two, it's like whenever you meet someone who's like on your level, kind of word. Like it's like, oh my goodness, like I'm not alone. Like
what that's what it mean? Is like, it's like
I vibe with mm-hmm, this person.
That's the phrase exactly. And I remember like you said that when I called you right after like the interaction / date, whatever you want to call it, like screaming. And you were like, that's what it is. Like, he's just like on your level. And you even predicted, you were just like, I think you guys are going to like mesh well.
Let me just say, I am the queen of first dates. Okay. Queen. Love going on dates. Oh yeah. Like literally, especially when I was like,
yes.
Girl, listen, no, it's not a good thing. I'm just saying, I literally do. I am like, I date for a sport at this point. So, and the thing is, I am really good at making dates really, like, good. Like, okay. I feel like I step out of every single date that I have with the guy thinking, like, this is the one. So, I always look at it from, like, that point of view of, like, like, it don't matter. It's, like, the feelings that you get on the first date, honestly, I don't even see any, anything like going past that sometimes because I'm just like, yeah, mm-hmm. we had a great day, but then like 3 weeks from now, like it's gonna be a shit show.
Right. No, for real.
I'm like, I don't even care. I am such a cynic at this point. It's not a cynic, but God bless. God find me the one.
Right.
He's not here currently. He's not
no,
here.
No, and see, that's my thing. Like, I don't know about you guys, but for me personally, and even Zozo knows this, like, I, like, have never really cared about, like, relationships and, like, dating and stuff like that. Like, in my more, like, adult /, like, early 20 years. Like, in high school, I cared a lot, but that's because I was, like, fat and insecure and shit. You know what I mean? But, like, then I grew out of it. And, like, if anything, like, even Zozo knows this. Like, I went through a very, you could call it a hoe phase or a sexual liberation phase.
A hoe phase that lasted a good, like, college career. It was about 4 or 5
okay,
years.
Okay, and?
it was great. Thank you. It was great.
But
go
no, yeah.
It.
So, like, I'm just, like, over that. And just, like, my thing is, like, I love being alone and I really like being single and, like, I've like, you know, I continue to work on ways, especially in quarantine, to like to help me be happy with myself and just myself. So I'm always like on the same thing as you. Like, I'll like, you know, I'm down to have a relationship if it is the right one. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. when things so like what, this happen,
what happened after? Like, you went on the date. First of all, did who paid? That's really like the number one indicator.
Who wants
Please
to guess?
Don't tell me it's you. Please do not tell me it's
it
you.
It was me.
He's
it
so generous. Me. No, y'all, Joey
me.
Is
Joey.
The most, like, giving person I've ever
Am
met.
Am I not?
No, but,
I mean,
like,
it agrees. I mean, I agree. Remember
like,
the last episode I said, like, whoever invites you on the date pays, so I guess you did the right thing, but...
Right.
I don't know. Like, did he ever take initiative to, like, pay? I don't know. You know, it's different.
Yes.
It's
no,
different
there was.
Than,
That's the thing. Uh-huh. There was like a little back and forth in a way. Like, we got their seat, and like in New York at this restaurant we're going to, it's like you have to like scan the menu. Like, they have like a QR code like on the wall, so you scan it off of your seat to pay through your phone, so they don't, you know, transmit corona or whatever. So
okay.
We get their seat, and he takes it because he got like the appetizer. Like, he was the one who like ordered it. I was just like, all right, I'm gonna have a little bit of it. So he's like, okay, like I'll pay. And I was like, okay, well, if you're paying, then, like, let me Venmo you or something like that. And he was like, no, it's okay, da da da. And I was like, no, let me pay. And Fato knows, like, I do not like people paying for me. I do, but, like, I also love paying for people. And, like, especially this Trump check is kind of lit. So I like just being generous and stuff like that. So it's like, let me just pay. So, yeah, I fortunately paid. So hopefully the next time, if there is a next time, he pays.
Okay, so then...
Wait, what was his reaction?
What was that?
What was his reaction?
He like even joked and he was like, okay, sugar daddy. And I was like,
okay, yeah. We like a jokester. We do like a joke.
Right, right. So that's my thing. I was like,
girl, he's so hot.
No, I would need to see visuals.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Like Zozo knows about this and it's so.
Like he just has like so wild. Like I can even like picture the yes. way he probably said like sugar
Does
daddy.
Does he have
like,
swagger? Is okay, he hot tall of yes. honey? I need honey.
He's definitely taller than me by like a little bit. I'm like, what? I said he was definitely like a little bit taller than me. We're not going to do with numbers. You just have to look up at him just a little bit, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like looking right up into the sky,
you
breaking
said
your
we're
neck.
We're not going to deal with numbers. It's just that is telling right there.
No, but... I'm going to it's not like a Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande type thing where he's okay. like 12 foot five and she's like 2 inches tall. Yeah. It's not like one of those things, but it's like you're looking right up above at him. So honestly, like, I love tall guys, but I also like when they're around my height, maybe just a little bit taller. Right. So honestly, it was perfect.
Okay, so it's good, good. I'm hearing all like good to neutral stuff. So nothing crazy. What happened after the date?
So the issue here.
Okay, yeah, first of all, the issue. What's like the actual problem?
The after.
With what?
The problem is we don't know if he likes him like that.
Because, and that's the thing.
Or
no, and that's the
know.
Thing. It's like, it's like I, like with my like history of having such a like, whole phase in a way, and like for gays, like they could relate to this. It's like we're used to talking to guys on Grindr, like DMing, and it's so like the like verbiage we use is so direct.
It's
you know what
like
I mean? It's
like,
hey,
right.
Yes, exactly. It's like, hey, I think you're hot. Hey, do you want to hook up? So it's you get the memo immediately. Whereas like when it comes to these things, I feel like I'm in like high school and I'm like, oh, I'm trying to figure out da 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 because I only know the obvious things. Even like I'll be out with my friends and like there'll be someone clearly flirting with me mm-hmm. and I could never tell because it's not the most obvious thing, but it also is obvious, but it's more in a normal way. They're trying to flirt with me and get to know me, not just like fuck and get over it. You know what I mean? So
right.
if that makes sense. So that's the thing that I'm having trouble with because I don't really have a big dating history. I have more of a like hooking up history than a dating history. Right. So when it comes to this like language, I don't understand any of it. So that's
what
kind
has
of,
like kind of given you like from when you're talking and stuff after the date, what about him do you not comprehend? Like, do you see yourself reading between lines, or is it that he's not saying stuff, or
like I'm the queen of that in mm-hmm. any category? I feel like everyone like is an overthinker, but yeah, I'm like definitely an overthinker. And I like read between the lines. I'm like once I. Like really like someone or just like someone, that's when I start to overthink and I'm like, oh well, if he says this, does this mean that? And I just go into 12 different definitions for one sentence that was typed out.
I think that definitely applies to everyone, literally anyone who's breathing, living, and just
no,
like being
for
human
real.
Goes through that bullshit. I don't know if anyone lies and says 100%. They don't is straight up bullshitting, but let me just say
I can give you an example right now on site. Let me tell you what the hell is going on. Because do you remember our Baldy?
Yes.
Do you remember Baldy? Like the guy, the only guy that I ever talk about. Okay, so basically in March, I cut things mm-hmm. off, as we know, because I was like, I'm not getting what I deserve. And then I had this epiphany literally like this week, and I was like, wait, that was a little irrational and abrupt of me, and it was just like out of nowhere. And he was so nice to me.
I thought it was great
me,
of
like,
you to do. I don't know about you, Amina, but I thought it was fantastic when she did that.
I had said okay to sending that. The reply is beyond me.
No, okay, but like the thing is, I realized that I was like impulsive with it. Uh-huh. Right? I was like, oh wait, let me just apologize for the impulsive action because I'm not changing my stance on anything. I'm just saying that I was impulsive. I'm acknowledging mm-hmm. that. And I'm saying that it could have hurt feelings at some point. And I just felt like he was like solely manifesting me to do that. And so I did it.
Yeah,
and
fuck his feelings.
I literally sent a voice note. I literally sent a voice note to the man. The thread is now deleted, so I'm relying on screenshots. I sent a voice note to the man saying, like, basically that, like, sorry, not even sorry, just like, I acknowledge mm-hmm. my impulsive behavior, blah, 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 blah. Like, sorry if it hurt any feelings or like,
you know what this reminds me of?
Or something
oh
like
my
that,
God.
Right?
Once you do. What?
Wait.
This is literally just PSA to anyone who's listening to this, don't ever fucking do that again. Because I don't know why I like had a lapse in memory or something, or a lapse in judgment when I said that this was okay. But I remember, I think I was like freshman, sophomore year, whatever year it was in college, I remember writing a whole ass letter. Okay, I wrote a letter. Like, it was like a paragraph, but it was a letter that I single-handedly pulled out a pen and wrote saying basically this, but in more words. I was like, yo, like, I kind of freaked out, which I did, but I don't give a fuck. Like, I could, honestly, I have zero apologies for freaking out on you. You deserved it at that moment. So I, like, said, like, la-di-da, hopefully we can get back into normal.
Yeah.
My God. And then so I hand delivered it.
Wait, girl, you wrote that for so?
No.
Oh, no, she did this herself.
I was about to say, I was like, you are not having Amina ghostwriting your breakup text.
I mean, she is my ghostwriter, low key. Like, she didn't tell me what to say.
No, I need to hire you, Amina. Like, please ghostwrite my dating life, for real.
I send this voice note and he says, great to hear from you. Hope all is well. And I'm like, okay, did you listen to anything I said? He's like, yeah, I did. Everything is good between us. Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
Oh, and that shit, was that. He with two exclamation points. You know, everything's.
What does that mean? Like, honestly, what does that mean? Like, he's over it, right? Like, it's just done. Like, it's finished.
Is it?
I mean, see, the thing is,
that's what I'm like.
Whenever it's not me, like, I have to look at things from all different angles, which is not the best way of like giving cut and dry advice, because like I'm not giving cut and dry advice. But in this case, I'm like, it's either him saying like everything is good, like you ain't got nothing to worry about, because he already knows that she's like irrational, or not irrational, but erratic. Like, this is not new behavior on his end. Like, he knows it, so he's like, it's all good, like, with Gucci, nothing's wrong. And then, or maybe on the other end, he's like, I don't give a shit, like, you know?
And that's the thing. So. That's what's so hard with texting, and especially guys in texting. It's like, what the fuck are you saying? What do you mean? Like, ugh.
And this is why I always say.
So what do y'all think
he means? Someone, please, if people who are listening on the outside, please, if you know what this man is trying to say, let us know, because if I had a gun to my head and I say decide on what to do, I say ignore it and act like you never even sent it. Plausible deniability, honey. And just like cut him off. Cut. He would have been cut if it was me. So
okay, that's a whole other story.
Y'all, you're bold. You're really bold. You're bold as fuck, because you've been here since day one, and you're saying
this.
You've been saying this on day one,
two, and three. Yeah, exactly. Like, thank you.
What world was I saying he was the one?
I remember being at the airport in Miami, like going back and forth from home to school. You calling me at like 5 a.m, like telling me all this, and I'm like, girl, what is going on?
Oh,
I've been like, don't act like we haven't been honest with you about this whole situation. Is this an intervention? But anyways, like,
whatever. I'm just going through the emotions of getting over it slowly. So be kind, because I love him. Bye. So rude. I'm gonna cry.
Anyways,
there is no need. Anyways, we move.
Anyways, so at least he's an engagement ring in her future. What about me? Like,
I say for you, honestly, you've already taken the first step of like asking him out. So I think the next organic step forward is to kind of take the lead and be like, "This is what I want." Be the like, really be the man. And be like, I'm gonna set precedent
to what I want.
And I actually think that's exactly what I can see for you happening, because you've already taken the lead, you know? It's unnatural for you to expect behavior that he has never shown all of a sudden. But you've already shown that.
That makes sense. That's the thing. And like, for me, like what I like over like think myself into thinking is like, I don't know if this is just me, but like, you know, when you'll be talking to someone, you like whatever, you just have this feeling deep down. Like every time you text them, you're like, they probably fucking hate me. Like,
oh my God,
I don't know.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everyone like, or like every time you like someone, like someone and you text them, like you feel like they're just like, oh, not them again. Because no offense, like, I have many people that text me and I think that way towards them. So I'm like, who knows if I'm that person to them. You know what I mean? That's where this whole dating thing and stuff like that. And I've told this before to Zozo, like, this is all such a unfortunate circle. Like,
this is why I have to always say, the reality is that there's a ton of immature people in the dating world. Mm-hmm. And like, we are dealing with people who are clearly not in the same level of being open and being vulnerable, because it all deals with vulnerability.
The same, for sure.
And self-preservation is all that we're doing here.
Come on, vocab. So yeah.
You can all.
What level are you on? What week is it? It's a semester.
You have to start with yourself. And I think it's so hard, but for any kind of change to occur, it has to go through like one person at a time. I can't sit here, do the same trash behavior and expect someone else to be completely different when I'm doing the same thing.
That's a fact. That is a fact. I needed to hear that.
You need to just be like, I don't care. Like, my ego is intact. Whatever happens with him is irrelevant to who I am, to my self-worth, to my dignity. Nothing's being taken away. And you just act.
Damn.
I feel like...
Damn, that's exactly it.
I feel like looking at it from like... Because you don't really want to keep your ego intact. That shit is harmful for you.
We were talking about that last night. Like, the things with me and like my dating life is that I don't have any, and I always feel like it's me. So thus forth, every time I get rejected or whatever, it's like another shot and a stab towards my ego. So then when I talk to somebody I like, I always expect, or not even me, it's my ego's expecting to be shattered again by them. You know what I mean? And thus forth, that affects my overall ego.
And it puts you in like an anxious... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it puts you in like an anxious state, but like if you start like the slow process of disassociating with your ego and like looking at everything from like an intentional like soul space. So like the thing is, there's already like your little hubby
and you know what?
His life, you know, chilling, you doing know whatever.
What? And you know what I just realized, you guys, as I'm preaching, is that the reason I can say what I just said is because I usually
the ego is coming out.
It's because I usually go into situations, as we discussed before, is like I already know they like me, so it's not like I'm taking a risk. Like, I'm not taking chances. I am like, I'm coming from a place where I know I'm safe. Like, what could go worse? Like, they're the ones coming from like at me. They're the ones.
No, that's a good point. Me. Like, they're that makes.
I have no
sense.
Skin in the game to lose until I end up actually, you know, being invested, and then that's when my, you know, shit can go downhill. But in the beginning, I'm just like, whatever. Like, this is a
that's
game
a really
me.
That whole little exercise is your ego trying to protect you.
Yeah.
But I'm
yeah.
saying, instead of identifying with, like, and it's not like you have to do this, like, ego is great, that's why it's kind of there,
but it also sucks,
draining at the same time. Yeah, but, like, you can look at everything from, like, a soul soul space where you're like, okay, like, cool, there's this date, like, my ego feels this way mm-hmm. because it's really scared because of this past experience, but I know that either way, like, love is love. I mean, if we're talking that level,
right,
like, love is love, like, it's going to be fine. Like,
that's a good point.
If it's this person, it's this person. Like, it doesn't matter.
Like,
it's not,
I will
like,
die. Like,
logic,
you know what I mean?
100% that logic applies to everything in life. It's like, nothing is actually going to come out and bite you. Like, the world keeps on moving.
That's a good point. See, and that's the thing. I've been here before a long time ago with, like, the first person that I, like, actually liked. And, like, I went through this, you know, when you go through, like, your first, like, person that you really like, you go through, like, this whole journey. And then by the 100%. End of it, you discover all this. And I've, like, known all this, and I tell it to myself every day. But it's, like, I think even my friend said yesterday, they're, like, it's probably because you're a Taurus. And, like, we don't really give off like feelings a lot, but once we do, it's like we are fully committed and we could even know the person for like 1 second. That's like, it's great, but it also like comes back and bites me in the ass sometimes, and then I fall into this position.
It's mad different, but let me just say with our girl Chloe and Tristan getting back together, literally anything could happen in this world. Homeboy has cheated on her, I don't know how many times.
You know what I saw?
Continue cheating on her, and he's
somebody said. Somebody literally said they're just like, wait till the clubs open up back
no,
up, and I was like, you know what?
That. It's actual. Like, it's like that. She sat there, and I think they got interviewed. I don't know what had happened, but they got interviewed, and her saying, like, being in quarantine and being like at home has really done wonders for our relationship. Of course it has wonders for, it has done wonders. You are literally in a cave of some sort, completely secluded from the outside, which is where the issues are lying, are on the outside. It's not in your
interpersonal. Check his phone, girl.
In regards to them, like, they're a mess. Chloe's a hot mess. Like, Chloe is a bird. We all know this. Please, Chloe, do better. And that's what's concerning me, is that I think she's a smart girl. Like, whenever I see their show.
But she falls for dumb shit. Like,
the thing is, it's like, you can't, at the end of the day, sometimes it truly is about the circumstances and not about, like, the person themselves. Because I always say, like, even Zozo says to me, like, I can fall in love with a couch. A couch is not going to build a family with me, but I can fall in love with a couch.
Speaking of manifesting, now that it's having its moment, Joseph, queershuffle.com.
Yes.
Tell us about Queer Shuffle. 1, 2, like, boo-boo, I have known you for how many years now? A lot of you. This is literally, like, everything you've ever talked about, but, like, in action. Like, you're literally, like, creating it. So, like, tell us about it. Mm-hmm. Tell us what the vision is, what the vibes are, when you're going to sign the lease on the office space in 1 Hudson Yards.
Yes.
One day. But so Queer Shuffle is literally just like something that's been on my mind a lot and that has been procrastinated for a super long time, as I feel like a lot of us have done with such things during quarantine. You know, with quarantine and stuff like that, and everyone seems to be coming out their own podcast or their own website or this or that, something to still make themselves and their career relevant, especially for the business I'm in. Like, I'm in the radio, entertainment, and music industry. So everyone is still finding their way to people, even if they can't be around people. So I was like, how am I going to do that? And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to start like a music blog or whatever, where I could just talk about music, review albums, go back in time to review old albums that, you know, maybe their anniversary is reaching or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then potentially start like interviewing guests. So I was just thinking, I was like, what do I want to call it? And I was coming up with names. You know, and you just like, you'll procrastinate something for so long, and then in a millisecond, all of a sudden you're like on your computer, like working on everything. And you're like, where did this like sudden rush of productivity come from? Like, who spiked my water with Adderall? Like, but you know what I mean? So I just got like right to it. And I first thought of the name shuffle.com, or just like the shuffle, or not the shuffle, just like shuffle, like in a way where like shuffle represents, like, you never know what you're going to get. Just like with your phone, like, if you're on like Spotify or Apple Music, whatever you use, like when you press shuffle, you could get, you know, a song from a whatever, like a movie. And then you might get, I don't know, fucking like Mariah Carey next. Like, you never know what you're going to get. So I was like, let me use that as like a double entendre. And like, you know, this whole website is about music and pop culture. And then also let me make shuffle represent the fact that like, you're not just going to get one thing here. And then, you know, as everyone does, searches the Instagram names and the Twitter handles and see if you could use them. Shuffle was taken and the domain was taken. So I was like, okay, let me add Queer Shuffle in front of it, since like this website is catered towards queer audiences and queer people like me and people who distribute or strongly represent or work as an ally with queer art. Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, that's how it came up. It's literally, I think it's like, what, like a week? Oh, now it's just crazy. And it's like, I feel like all of us, when we start something new, especially, I guess, if you want to call like what we got, what we do, like freelancing, you have like that moment. I feel like in like your first week or second week, we're just like, okay, that first week is so much fun. And like the rush dies down. You're like, oh my God, I'm literally like a flop, all this stuff. But
girl, it's all about me and like, my TikTok.
Oh my God. I tried with the TikTok. It's just not for me. I don't like it. And it's just not for me. But yeah, so that's what's happening within. It's been really fun, even though like, you know, as we all start everything, like the Instagram accounts and the platform itself, you're only going to get like, what, like 9 views or 9 likes in the beginning. You only have like a handful of followers. But like, at the end of the day, like, even in the little bio I wrote for it, I was like, whether this like takes off to be a Fortune 500 company one day or not, like, this is still like an amazing,
an accomplishment, you
know, platform. Yeah, an accomplishment. Just like for me to like return back to what I really like, which is just like any form of communication, whether that's speaking or writing, especially about things we love, like music and pop culture. So it's been fun. And little insider tea that the Queer Shuffle official podcast is coming soon, and it is in the works, if you want to say. So we're pretty much going to be taking the podcast and articles and bring them to life, and we'll be able to do interviews and stuff like that with some of you guys' favorite artists, celebs, etc., all that, especially because I got like the plug a little bit. So using my platform, using my network to how much I could use it. And so, yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm so excited for it. And I think you're being so, so humble because you guys, Joseph is like, how do I put this? Like, he knows all, he's met basically everybody you could ever want to meet. Okay. Like, he is in the industry. The industry is like, this is like the first step. Like, he's already in the door. Like, the door is behind him at this point. He's just like walking up the stairs at whatever speed he's walking up the stairs. And honestly, y'all should check out queershuffle.com. Check out Queer Shuffle on Instagram. Check it out on Twitter. Check it out everywhere and share it with your friends. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Joey, for coming.
Thank you so much guys for like, having me stop. I have like the biggest smile on my face right now.
But thank you guys so much. And thank you, Joey, again for coming and gracing us with your presence. We love you.
Faces, babies. Bye.